From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Police and witnesses say a motorist drove onto a busy bicycle path near the World Trade Center Memorial and struck several people. Miller Sega has more.
Police have confirmed that there are several fatalities and numerous people have been injured. After driving on a pedestrian bike path, the vehicle struck another. The suspect exited the vehicle displaying imitation firearms and was then shot by police. That suspect is now in custody. Millar Sega, VOA News.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders continued to distance the Trump administration from one-time foreign policy adviser George Papadopoulos.
I think that Papadopoulos is an example of actually somebody doing the wrong thing while the president's campaign did the right thing. All of his emails were voluntarily provided to the special counsel by the campaign, and that is what led to the process and the place that we're in right now was the campaign fully cooperating and helping with that. What Papadopoulos did was lie, and that's on him, not on the campaign, and we can't speak for that.
In a statement of facts underlying Papadopoulos's guilty plea, special counsel Robert Mueller detailed several emails Papadopoulos sent to high-level Trump aides during the height of the election campaign about his efforts to set up a meeting between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. That meeting never occurred. The Russian military says that one of its submarines has launched cruise missiles at Islamic State group sites in eastern Syria. In a statement, the missiles say it destroyed IS command facilities, fortified positions, and an ammunition depot near the town of Abu Kamal. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, visit VOA on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga says last week's presidential poll was a sham election that must not be allowed to stand. Jill Craig reports as Odinga urges his supporters to exercise their right to dissent.
From the start of his speech, Raila Odinga dismissed the election results that showed President Uhuru Kenyatta winning a second term with about 98% of the overall vote.
Ladies and gentlemen, the meaningless exercise, a charade purported to be an election, is now behind us.
Odinga announced the establishment of what he called a People's Assembly, through which the opposition would exercise the solemn duty of restoring democracy, constitutionalism, and the rule of law. Voter turnout was about 39% this time, much lower than the roughly 80% in the original August election. Monday, President Kenyatta said his victory was part of a process that would likely again be subjected to a test through the courts. He also said that he would submit to this constitutional path, no matter its outcomes. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Hong Kong will become the first Asian city to host the Gay Games in 2022, with rights campaigners celebrating the winning bid for a city often criticized by lagging LGBT rights. Millar Sega has more on these games.
Hong Kong beat Mexico's Guadalajara and Washington, D.C. to host the 11th edition of the event, with the jubilant bid team saying it would attract 15,000 participants and bring $130 million into the local economy. Organized by the LGBT community, the Gay Games features a range of sports and is open to all participants without regard to sexual orientation. And there are no qualifying standards, the Hong Kong bid team said in a statement. The Gay Games was founded by former Olympic decathlete Tom Waddell and first held in San Francisco in 1982. Competitors come from many countries, including those where homosexuality remains illegal. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Spanish citizens protested in Brussels on Tuesday as ousted Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont held a news conference at the Brussels Press Club. Speaking to reporters, Puigdemont recapped the issues which led him to leave for Belgium the previous day, but did not immediately say in his statement what he would do or whether he would seek asylum. Spanish prosecutors announced on Monday that they were seeking rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement charges against Puigdemont and others. A suicide bomb struck the diplomatic enclave in the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least 8 people and wounding many more, according to the health ministry. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. The truck bomb struck a heavily fortified area near the U.S. Embassy. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.